Atoms are the basic components of matter. You meet atoms every day. They behave like nature's indestructible Legos. In these encounters, atoms are really not created or destroyed. Rather, atoms can form specific attachments, in a way, like various Lego pieces. They give rise to familiar structures called molecules. I'm chemist Bill McLaughlin, and I will be your host introducing and explaining a familiar molecule in each episode. You're listening to Monday's Molecule, a regular feature of KGVM Radio. Do you have what is commonly called a sweet tooth? Nearly everyone, including newborn babies, has at least some desire for the sweet taste of sugar. In today's Monday's Molecule broadcast, let's take a closer look at a molecule of a certain type sugar. The term sugar is a bit general. In ancient times, the root word for ground sugar actually meant grit. There are many types of sugars, but today let's focus on the most commonly consumed one. That's sucrose. When you take a drink of a sweetened soda, taste the icing on that birthday cake, a lick of ice cream, or enjoy the sweet taste of breakfast cereal, you are eating some sucrose. Found in high levels in sugar cane and sugar beets, one molecule of sucrose is built from two smaller molecule units that have become connected. Those two partners making up a molecule of sucrose are glucose and fructose. By the way, did you notice that all three molecules mentioned end in the O-S-E or O-S sound? That's because chemists use that common ending to designate sugars. You may have heard of lactose in dairy products. Yep, it's another sugar. We have an enzyme that breaks down that connection, releasing free glucose and fructose and some energy. Glucose is so important to us, you could actually think of the sucrose molecule as a delivery package for glucose. Insulin, a hormone produced in our pancreas, is the key chemical that helps newly released glucose stay at healthy levels in our tissues. Glucose then works to supply us with energy to move, think, and stay warm. Glucose, not further used as an energy source right away, can be stored in other forms in our liver and muscles, and can be converted to fat to be used later. Fructose, the other partner in the sucrose molecule, is found in high concentrations in fruit. Actually, that's how it got its name. Fructose is not well utilized for energy by our cells, but can undergo reactions in the liver. Eating fruit does cause us to take in fructose. But with fruits, we're also getting helpful fiber with that fructose. Sucrose extracted and purified from sugar cane and beets is a white solid. However, molasses can be added to give the sucrose a brown color and a slightly different taste. But brown sugar is still mostly entirely sucrose. There are some small amounts of other helpful nutrients in molasses, such as manganese, iron, and vitamin B6. But again, these levels are not high. Honey is made up of glucose and fructose sugars with some sucrose. However, honey, based on its natural production, can add distinct flavors to food. Honey will also contain slight amounts of natural nutrients. Honey does have other sugars besides sucrose. Some of these are more complex and can take longer to break down. You've likely heard of high fructose corn syrup, and you've likely consumed some recently. In this process, starch in corn is converted to fructose. This manufactured fructose can be mixed with glucose to produce a sweetener that is cheaper than using sucrose as a sweetener. 55% sucrose mixtures are very common, but other percentages are sometimes used. You'll often see high fructose corn syrup, which is labeled HFCS, in food and drink labels. Remember that with sucrose being made of one glucose and one fructose unit, the percentage of each would be 50-50. Now, some people prefer the taste of sucrose over this altered form of sweetener. So, at 55% fructose in HFCS, it's slightly higher in fructose than the 50-50 percentage you would get in sucrose. However, the amount of HFCS used per serving can drive the fructose level even higher. Should you be concerned about HFCS? Research continues to provide more information about HFCS, which suggests links to liver problems and other issues. The Mayo Clinic, American Heart Association, and the Department of Health and Human Services all recommend paying attention to keeping the amount of sugar, including HFCS, consumed daily to low levels. If measured in teaspoons, the various recommendations are in the range of about 6 to 10 teaspoons per day. Gender and age will cause some influence on that recommendation. As a reference, a 12-ounce can of typical soda has about 8 to 10 teaspoons of fructose and glucose mix. Larger soda servings and other sweetened drinks, such as tea, sugared frappuccino, coffee drinks, can have even more. Whether glucose and fructose come from the breakdown of sucrose or from the mixture we find in HFCS, they still have the same molecular identities. Glucose has 6 carbon atoms holding on to oxygen and hydrogen to make its molecular structure. Fructose has 5 carbon atoms among its oxygen and hydrogen atoms. When amounts exceed normal levels, they can contribute to the problems associated with obesity, tooth decay, and even diabetes. We usually get all the sugar we need from foods in a typical eating plan. Those foods with added sugar are where we can focus our attention and make a science versus sucrose decision. Our brains are especially influenced by stimulation through cells in our taste buds. The strong influence drives us to seek even more sweet-tasting foods, and we can end up getting more sugar than needed for normal processes. I know I want the sweetness in that second cookie, but do I need the extra sucrose? That sweet tooth is talking pretty loud, but maybe I should have a second thought instead of a second helping. Do you have other questions about sucrose? You can email me at mondaysmolecule@gmail.com with those questions. You can also suggest other molecule ideas for the program.